This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Greetings, friends and readers at the Marwood Worcester. It would seem that our secret is out, and my humble musings have attracted a somewhat wider audience. Those are the words of a British soldier named Michael Saunders, who's been sending home accounts of his first few weeks in Afghanistan as part of the NATO force there, one of 8,000 British troops in Afghanistan. It's a blog that ended up in a pub and in a combination of sort of high-tech, low-tech communications in the 21st century. We're joined now by Michael Saunders' sister, Tracy Tyrrells, who is in Worcester, a town near Birmingham, England. Tracy, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Explain how a blog becomes something of a community shrine in a pub called the Marwood.
Right. Well, my brother Michael had a chat with my boss, Ben, over a good pint of beer. And my boss was asking, well, how do you keep in touch with your family? How do you let them know how things are for you there? And Mike said, well, I'll send you a blog each week. And Ben said, well, if you send me a blog, I'll put it on the wall and all the customers can read it.
And, you know, most people, you know, have Facebook pages and, you know, digital representations of a kind of wall in a pub. But is there something about the reality of the posting and people actually standing there holding a pint, talking about what your brother is saying that makes it more real?
Very much so. I think it's more community-minded because he's obviously a very popular person, you know, in Worcester here. The Mercian Regiment, the Worcester Sherwood Foresters are, you know, originally based from this hometown. So there's a community spirit. And in general, people want to know what's going on in Afghanistan because there seems nothing but negative coverage on the BBCs and the general news and radio websites. So it's good to have a more sort of personal point of view, aspect of it.
Well, what's in his latest blog that would represent that kind of alternative view than you might get in the media?
Well, the eighth blog that he sent now is a little bit more personal and talks about a soldier in Afghanistan with the Mercian Force that has been wounded for a second time and how the troops were able to get out of a very difficult situation and save themselves, really.
And how does that play in the pub? I mean, what do people say when they read Michael's posts, and how do they talk about the British decision to remain in the NATO force?
Well, I think ultimately most people feel that they know so little about it, and that's an important point to make, not just the negative side, but also the positive, the changes that the British and American forces are making for the Afghan people. And the changes that my brother has noticed in the 2 years since he's been there, so that people can have a life. All very important issues that need to be brought to the forefront. And just keeping the troops in our mind's eye so that we are remembering what they're doing and why they're there.
Well, you know, Tracy, it seems like there's another change as well. You know, Michael has managed to figure out a way to upgrade Facebook by putting it in a pub.
I can't believe the amount of contact we've had with regards to the blog and the live links that I've done through radio with Michael in Afghanistan as well.
And the livest link of all is there at the Marwood in Worcester. Where is
That's
it posted
right.
exactly? Where?
We've got next to the bar. We have a picture board that we've made a collage of troop photographs.
Very important.
And then we
placement.
Post Michael's. You know, we just change them as he sends them.
All right. We'll get an update. Michael Saunders, British soldier serving in Afghanistan. You can find it right up there next to the bar at the Marwood in Worcester, England, a town near Birmingham. Tracy Tyrrells, sister of Michael Saunders, joined us. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you very much.
Very sweet.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.